Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, East Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Pat, Miss Pat.
Hi, Miss Pat.
I like y'all intro.
You like
got
it?
Good energy.
It. Fired
it
up.
I thought you about to damn start singing.
I was about to damn start singing because I'm so happy you're here.
So let me ask you, do you think the world's getting dumber?
Yeah.
Do you see it out? You travel around, you go out into the world, you know.
I do. I think,
like,
yes.
But from the time when we were kids, because we're about the same age, from the time we were kids till now, it's gotten dumber.
Or dumb's gotten louder.
What do you think?
I think it's dumber. I got kids that I think, like,
okay.
I have a son that I think should have got a Social Security check, but he kept passing the test.
Oh, man.
So,
Why did he do that?
I tried to get him a Social Security check, but he wasn't dumb enough.
Okay.
So I do think the world is getting dumber.
He's too dumb to be dumb enough to get the check.
That's right. You
know, well, that's the only time he ever read on time. When I took him in to take the test.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Only test he ever passed.
And you're like, why did you do that?
Yeah, I beat the heck out of him.
Right. Well, that's good. Always good.
That's great. Well, we get these stories sent to us, and they're stories that get passed around. Just the, like, news stories that happen to people out in the world. Let's get into
let's get
and try and understand what this dumb behavior that's going on.
Ready?
Yes.
Sent in by Linda Hartman at LKHTMN. Thank you, Linda Hartman.
Thank you,
she's been around for a long time. We appreciate all the fans who send in stories by going at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town. All right. Akron, Ohio. And we were talking off mic.
Akron, Ohio is already done.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I'm going to read you.
Is that where LeBron's from?
Yes.
LeBron's
yes.
Akron?
Yes. LeBron is from Akron. Akron. Yeah. She's like, Akron, Ohio, we already got problems.
Yeah, we already got problems.
This comes, by the way, from News5Cleveland.com. Okay. Here's the headline. I should have read this first. Fight over hot dog leads to wild brawl.
Wild
brawl. So the fight starts with the hot dog. Then it escalates to wild brawl.
And I bet someone caught it on phone video.
Oh, for sure.
And whenever someone catches a fight on phone, they're always doing it with the vertical. Uh-huh. I'm like, you got to go landscape when you're taping
a fight.
So you can
see that person run in with a garbage can.
I want to see what everything's going on because you're missing stuff in the
front. So I got to stop you guys.
Yes.
So what color were these people? That's what matters the most to me. That determined the type of fight.
I don't know who started the fight.
What color was that?
If it was white people, what's the fight?
It's not a real brawl.
Right.
It's
no.
a bunch of pushing.
Okay.
But if it's black people falling
hair
over
is getting
hot dog,
pulled.
Hair is pulled.
Yeah. Weaves are
people,
taken out.
Kids flying in the air.
Kids fly.
It's like that Disney fight. Remember the fight at Disney?
Yes.
That one brother beat everybody.
Just came in,
the mama.
Just started pushing.
Yeah, so it matters what color the people is for
they,
me.
They,
let
you,
me see.
You know
can
the,
I see it?
Yeah, I'm going to play you a video in a little bit.
Okay,
it is black people.
Oh, great. That's a good fight.
But I don't know if that's who starts it because it escalates between some black people after the fight, but I don't know who was all
involved. So
any start.
White people involved?
There might be in the beginning, but we only see the aftermath.
So it's just black people?
Just black people.
So somebody, the fight, I can tell.
Hot dog, please tell us.
Please tell us.
It was a last hot dog money.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
he was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody asked for a bite, or probably took a bite, and he beat the shit out of
him. This is how you don't get invited back to the barbecue.
This is it. You don't take a bite
you
of a hot dog.
You always got to ask, is this the last one? But who doesn't ask, is this the last one?
Here
someone
is.
Who's hungry.
Ready? Akron, Ohio. A fight over hot dogs at an Akron Speedway gas station Saturday
night.
All
them hot dogs are good.
At a Speedway?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I love the hot dogs at the Quick Trip in Wisconsin. Those are good too. Yes.
My son can down like 9 of them Speedway hot dogs.
They used to be $1.89 for 3 hot dogs at the gas station.
But if you use your speed and rewards, they're free.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm. Speed and rewards.
They use a thing in my hometown of Rochelle, Illinois. You know, it's just all farm and churches and bars.
Yeah.
And they have hot dog day in like July 12th every year, and we as kids this was Christmas in July.
Sure.
We would literally go to every business all around town and just
get
keep getting. Have you guys had your free hot dog yet? Like,
no we haven't.
No,
bring
you're
it on.
The first one.
Don't you love white people? I had to literally go to church and listen to the pastor tell lies to get a Sunday dinner. You know how long black church is?
Black church is like a lot of lies.
I'm sitting in
the
black of black church like, this crap gonna ever be over? Y'all hurry up. I just smell the collard greens coming out the basement.
I don't need to hear the whole Bible.
No,
right?
I didn't learn nothing at church. I literally went to eat.
You learned how to wait.
Nothing wrong with that.
You learned how to wait. And that's the problem. By the way, if church food was bad, you wouldn't have stayed.
Oh, black church food is never bad.
No, it's good.
Everybody at black church in the basement cooking back in those days, they had diabetes and swollen feet.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's how you know it's good.
That's how you know it's good.
Because they sampled the food. And also,
if they can't stand up for more than 20 minutes, that's how you know it's good.
Yeah, right. when she cooking in a rollaway chair, it's good.
That's perfect.
Was she scooting everywhere?
Scoot over there and give me some potatoes.
Your grandmother ain't nothing if she ain't got that rollaway chair in the kitchen.
If she's stirring from below the pot.
Yes.
If her arm has to go
at a higher level than
to
her.
And her boobs is on the stove catching a fire.
Yep.
And she don't feel it because diabetes make everything normal.
That's right.
And you're going like, grandmama, your boobs on fire. Why, baby? Put them out.
Put them out.
She can't feel her extremities.
Okay, this was caught, the wild brawl, caught on video, that started inside the gas station and spilled out into the parking lot. Shortly after midnight, police were flagged down. I love that, too.
Flagged down. They weren't even coming there.
Somebody just went outside and like, guys!
We need you.
Get over here! The police were flagged down at a speedway at 390 East Exchange Street for a reference to a fight. A 27-year-old woman said she was standing in line at Speedway with her friend when she let another female know that she shouldn't steal a hot dog since the gas station has cameras. So she took it upon herself. This person already says, I don't
let
care about cameras.
Let me be the police.
I'm stealing a hot dog. And she was like, you shouldn't steal.
There's a camera.
So really, this fight is about getting into somebody else's business.
That's right. Don't tell me what to do. Let me make my own mistakes.
So who the lady who was telling, was she white?
I don't know.
That was a white dog.
Let's assume she
was. That's why I couldn't distinctively answer. I'm gonna say I'm minding my business.
Yeah, do your thing.
I don't work here. I'm not for stealing, but I'm not for stopping them either.
Right. See, that's why I don't know. I don't know if it was enough.
It does feel like a white woman.
Yeah, that's a white woman.
It does.
You know, you shouldn't. I'm surprised they haven't named her hot dog Becky.
and said it this way.
Don't
you know
take
you shouldn't
Becky.
Steal hot dogs, right?
Yeah.
You know you shouldn't steal hot dogs? Yes.
And then
too
the black
loud.
Girl probably say, you know you should mind your damn business. Right.
That's right.
Becky.
How do you not know I don't have Speedway points?
Yeah,
how do you
exactly.
not know that I've already talked to them?
Exactly. I'll just show you my Speedway card and we're all good.
But if I'm telling you what happened. So the black lady wasn't really stealing the hot dog.
No.
She was fixing it and she was eating it as she was standing in line. And the white lady assumed she eating the hot dog by the time she get there. It's only
gone.
Gonna be a napkin.
That's right.
Right. How much is this napkin? They're free. Thank you. Have
Thanks
a good
a
day.
I do donuts like that all the time.
I do
I get
bulk food like
restaurant.
That.
Don't give it away.
I do bulk food like that.
It's a donut in my stomach.
I'll pay you for the one that's inside of
you.
We've all had that moment. Okay.
And then you roll over to the cash register.
She said, don't steal the gas station. Not because it's wrong, but because they have cameras.
Right.
Which means there is a context in which she could have said it in a cool heads up
way. Like if they didn't have cameras, steal away.
Sure. The female and her friends, quote, didn't take kindly to that comment.
Nobody likes being told what to do.
They punched the 27-year-old woman. A good Samaritan saw what was going on and attempted to get the group of females off the 27-year-old woman.
Ooh.
When he attempted to help the woman, the group of females started to hit and attack him.
Okay.
So this is what
please.
You call.
Now we're going to go
can
for the
you
coverage.
Curse on here?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. This is what you call dog walking a bitch.
Okay.
So
I'm going to learn something right here. Dog walking a bitch.
Them two black girls dog walked the shit out of who them other people were.
Okay.
Probably why they was eating the hot dog.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right.
Yeah. Didn't even spill anything.
Like holding the hot dog away and just side punching.
No, in their mouth. The hot dog.
Oh, hot dogs in their mouth.
Yeah. I guarantee you, they're young. They got strong lips. Strong. Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
She stuck that hot dog in her mouth and dog walked that 27-year-old and then beat up the man.
Yep.
It had to be a white man because a brother would have knocked both of them out.
It was
come
not.
Or a brother would have been like,
it
I'm
was
not
a white man?
No, it was a brother.
They beat up a brother?
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong with him.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna
find out.
I can't wait to play this video.
It was okay. Jussie
video
Smollett.
Video of the fight.
I was thinking the same thing.
Stop. It was all set up.
You're saying there's a hot dog?
Did it happen? I don't even know if it happened. It's a hot dog
the
set
Chappelle,
up.
The Chappelle joke where he was like,
Jussie Smollett.
No white Trump men are watching Empire.
None.
Video of the fight, courtesy of @CamDancy, shows the group of females throwing tires at a man in the middle of the gas station parking lot. First, the tires were used as weapons, then a window cleaner brush, followed by an entire gas nozzle and hose.
This is the point at which, how mad are they where they're just throwing everything?
Well, tires.
Shoes come off.
That's heavy.
That tire's heavy.
She was swinging them like a frisbee.
At one point in the video, a woman grabs a gas nozzle and hose that was presumably at one point attached to a pump and then whipped it at the man pictured in the video. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to watch part of this video together. And you will be able to hear about it and see the video when we go to the Facebook page, but we got to take a quick break first.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. Before we get to the video and the exciting ending, Miss Pat, you have a wonderful podcast that we want to tell all of our people about. Please tell them what it is.
It's called a pat down. It's just me and I got a dude on there named White Boy Chris and my friend Dion.
Uh-huh.
And we just talk mess in I'm usually at home in my office with no bra, no wig.
I love it.
Are you in a robe?
What are you wearing?
T-shirt.
Yeah. Rocking cash.
Yeah. No bra, no wig means all bets are off. Means you're just relaxing.
I'm just relaxing. So
you can be you.
I can be me. Mm-hmm. I can be me. I get to say whatever I want to say.
You're saying it on this podcast. I love it.
I don't know
you
if you're holding me.
You look very Christian-fied, so no, I don't want to scare
we're
you.
We're Jews.
Audience.
We're not two Jews over
There's
here.
The Christian
we're going to hell anyway.
Yeah,
we're going to hell anyway.
We're going to hell anyway.
Oh, I got to tell y'all this story.
Yes, please.
So, I hope this is funny because it's so funny to me. So I have to tell you, when I was coming up, a young black girl in the inner city of Atlanta, you know, I didn't know Jews was like a whole group. I didn't know it was a lot of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We grew up only thinking it was one, Jesus, hanging on the wall up
That's
on the
right,
Mall
sure.
of the King.
The one, and then they and got JFK. Rid of him, and then he's done.
Yeah.
And he'll come back at some point.
So I didn't know anything about the Jewish population.
Mm-hmm.
So, my brother used to break in people's houses, and he stole a laser disc one time.
Mm-hmm.
he laughing. He heard this story.
Wait, is that his occupation, just breaking in people's houses?
What's he doing?
Oh, he's breaking in people's houses. He was a fat cat burglar.
Okay, cat burglar.
So he stole his laser disc, right? Mm-hmm. And inside of this laser disc was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, I'll just keep it. So when I met my husband, I was like, hey, you want to see this cool-ass movie? Mm-hmm. And these white people just getting shot and shit, and nobody's running. Mm-hmm. So I pop in the movie. And my husband, it was a Schindler List.
Oh, boy.
And,
whoa.
Yikes. That's not exactly a Marvel movie.
I tell my husband, why are these dumbass people not running? Run, motherfucker. Black people hit the gate and take out fucking running. And my husband was like,
white
oh, my God. Pat, that's the Schindler List. I'm like, what the fuck
that's
is the Schindler List?
That's
he was
the
like,
Holocaust.
The Holocaust. I'm like, what the hell is the Holocaust? He's like, it's like slavery. I was like, this shit was real.
That's right. It was real. Got rid of 6 million of them. That's why you didn't see a lot of them
that's
in Atlanta.
That's when I learned what the Holocaust was.
Jesus.
From a stolen laser disc.
And by that's the way, perfect. That's the way every buddy should learn about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
I think history should be thought.
Well,
history should be thought through stolen laser discs.
I really was expecting for you guys to laugh. Y'all look shocked.
No,
well.
I love it. I love it.
Great story.
I'm trying to come up with a tagline. The disc. The disc is life.
That's how I learned. My husband told me. He's like, Pat, this is a true story. I was like, what?
Hey. You have to learn sometime, and you did.
I did.
It came through your brother stealing a laser. Great movie.
Yeah, my brother stole a lot of shit, but that was one of the things.
What's the biggest thing your brother stole?
He's in jail right now.
He's in jail right now.
He can't hear your podcast.
Okay. All right.
He in jail right now.
Okay.
He used to break in people's houses. He stole a diamond ring for like probably a couple $100,000, and the next door neighbor got his tag number.
Ooh.
And
that was it.
So he ended up doing like 10 years, but now he's in jail for he was selling guns, like the little 22 pistols.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they gave him 10 years, the FBI. And I was like, my thing is, who the hell buy 22s? If you would pull out a 22,
that's a question I can't answer.
I will whoop your ass.
Right.
But if you pull out a super soaker, I'm gonna take off running
because
I don't want my damn wig wet.
No,
right. Especially if you put vinegar in your super soaker.
A super soaker is above a 22 in
your life. Well, to me it is because you'll mess up my $600 hair.
Look at what she's got. Look at priorities.
That's priorities.
A 22 gonna make a very small hole. You can damn near put a band-aid on.
You can dig that out.
You can dig it out.
What if someone told you not to steal that hot dog? Let's get back to that.
You want to watch this video?
Fight, let me see the video.
Where we left off was the fight had started. Tires are being used as weapons.
They're outside now.
Windshield squeegees are being used.
I'm going to see the video.
Gas station. Here we go.
Here's the video right now.
I'm going to pull it up. think we're going to, this is a good spot to jump in. We'll get to see some of the action. And the man we will see right when this starts, and Townie's, like I said, this will be on the Facebook page. The man you'll see right when this starts, he's the one who tried to break it up when they were beating up, and then they were like, oh, we'll fight you now.
Yeah,
okay,
here we go. In the ready? Fight. Let's see it. Turn it.
And
they beat his big ass.
Uh-oh. Yeah, look at this. Look,
whoa,
at this. Look
throwing that at him.
She about to set him on fire.
Look at that. Throwing tires. Whoa.
And then he comes back in, telling to explain to them, he's like, oh, this shit's real. Look at this.
What?
Throwing garbage cans. And then this woman has.
That ain't no woman. Look at,
oh.
Look at, here she is. You're going to see her with, she's got, look at the gas nozzle.
Whoa.
She yanked the nozzle off.
Yes.
She's yanked it off and she's taking it.
Oh, you do not.
Whoa.
Don't back. You don't fuck with a chick with pink hair.
No,
they
have nothing to live for. They've already made bad decisions
her
in their
and
life.
Lil Kim, that's it.
That ain't no Lil Kim. Oh my God.
Oh
a
my
big
God.
Old brother, too.
He's a big
old brother, and he got, I mean.
He didn't look too scared, by the way.
He was scared.
Oh, oh God, man.
How you yanked the. Them bitches going to jail.
Yeah, they're going to jail. They're going to jail.
Because you done tore up that gas pump.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. This is all happening at the Speedway, guys.
Oh,
but you tap the
God.
Gas pump and your face is on camera, you going to jail, bitch.
You're going to jail.
No more child support check for you. You going to jail.
Yeah. Don't you think there's probably also someone at the gas station that was like, can I just pay for my gas?
Yeah.
And they're like, sir, we're dealing with something right now.
I have some peanut M&Ms and I'm just waiting
well,
to pay.
That's outside, so why would the cashier worry about it?
I mean,
but they look like they steal hot dogs.
Because it looks like it could.
True.
They look like they steal hot dogs.
By the way, say what y'all can't say.
No, but here's what I'm going to say. If there's a person who takes the gas nozzle off and is swinging it around like a weapon, and they only stole one hot dog, inside the cashier's like, we got away scot-free. You know what I mean?
Like, trade.
I worked at a gas station. You worked at a gas station.
I did too. I worked at Speedway.
So we worked at Clark Oil in St. Louis gas stations, two separate ones. Like, we worked there. And I'm telling you.
I took so much stuff.
We took so much soda. We took so much stuff all the time. If someone just steals one hot dog, who cares?
Who cares?
Let it go.
Who cares?
You're not making money on the hot dogs.
Towards the end of the video, the group of females fled the gas station in a black Ford Focus after they heard sirens. Akron police told News 5 the woman involved could face charges of criminal damaging assault, theft, and disorderly conduct.
Yes.
Child, I'm talking about the gas pump. You know how much that's going to cost to put that bag?
That's going to be expensive.
I know. And
she probably work at Walmart and can't even afford to pay for the gas pump.
How hard do you have to pull that pump to get it off of
no, and you know how hard, how mad you gotta be.
Yeah, you gotta be mad.
She was mad.
She was mad. And just swinging at him, he was not, you know, I'm expecting this a little bit of small man.
No, it's
you
a
know,
big
like,
dude.
A big old dude. I would have ran from
that
her.
That dude
too.
Is like from the Blind Side.
Yeah.
All he had to do was grab him by the hair. Once you grab a black woman hair, that's our power.
Because
we're trying to save that wig.
Yeah, exactly.
If you pull the thing off, that's it. That's ball game.
Police said they have been called to the Speedway at 390 East Exchange Street. How many times over the past year? So how many times do you guys think shit is going down at this
at
Speedway?
That gas
at that Speedway.
100.
100 times.
100. Randy or Jason?
In this calendar year?
Yeah, in 1 year, 100. How many times?
You say 100.
Okay.
I'm going to say 50.
50? Okay.
I'm going to say they've been called 36.
And let me tell you why I say 100.
That's why?
Because that's where the drunk people go eat at.
There
eat
you go.
At mm-hmm. when they done with the clubs.
Yep. What did you say, Rand? 36?
I said 36, but 36. Now I'm thinking, okay. I said 50.
Townies, play along with us. Because wherever you are, the amount of times in the past year that the cops have been to this exact Speedway gas station is 123 times.
Oh! She was right, yes! You were too low!
You know why I knew that? Because you steal a hot dog and you act like that. That's where everybody go to fight. That's the hangout. That's where everybody go to fight.
That's where you go to mix it up.
And you know how good you are at this? Police said many of the disturbance calls have been caused by people leaving the area bars.
Yeah,
that's
it.
That's what drunk people eat at.
You know,
that's what drunk people eat at.
News 5.
She's a superpower.
News 5 contacted Speedway parent company Marathon Petroleum about the incident. They're probably like, we don't want to talk about any of this. To ask about security at that location, but they said they have no comment at this time.
Ain't no, if a woman can snatch a pump, the handle out of the pump.
Mm-hmm.
What is security going to do for you?
Exactly.
You need to be hiring her for security.
Thank you. Swinging that thing around like...
I mean, she was swinging that thing around
Mad
like
Max
a, like
style.
A, like she about to catch a horse or something.
123
It wasn't
times.
Like a lasso.
If
she
you're working nights at this Speedway, how... you the You get are like ready. A football player getting ready for a game. Like, you got to get in the zone about the war you're about to walk
but
into.
But only on kickoff coverage. So, like, every single just night violent. Is a battle. Yeah. Get
it's
ready.
It's just a battle. Yeah. 120 times they've been called.
Hey, I've been to places like that. Mm-hmm. You never walked in a Waffle House and they got security. Oh, yeah. They tell you right there, your car going to get broken in. Mm-hmm. The store going to get shot up. Mm-hmm. But the food going to be good.
Right.
But you there with your life mm-hmm. on the line
right.
to get those mother covers and onions.
They walk in and you're like, your car's going to get shot up. Your shit's going to get stolen. Enjoy the hash browns.
Yeah. You might get killed. Just know when to duck.
Just mm-hmm. enjoy the hash browns.
Know when to duck and take your life in your own hands.
Know when to duck.
I don't know why the most ratchet places have the best entertainment and best food.
Because you got to keep people there somehow.
Like, it's a place in Atlanta that be packed out the door mm-hmm. with folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say, I don't want to call no name, but it's a soul food restaurant. Yeah. It's okay. so good. Mm-hmm. And every now and then you might be standing in there, you might see a roach on the wall and nobody leaves.
No, because they're like, the food's too good. We don't care.
The food
ain't good unless roaches come around. I'm just saying.
Roaches know? Because the roaches know. Roaches
but
know.
But I mean, I don't eat there anymore, but you literally, the line is out the door.
Okay.
And they don't
out
care.
The door
off mic, I want you to tell me what it is. I'm going to be going back to Atlanta. And I want
there you go. That's
well,
the show.
Well, they moved to a new location, so it's a lot cleaner now, but
okay.
you should go.
Okay.
But you're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
That's okay. I don't care. He doesn't care.
It's okay. Good.
He doesn't care. We don't care. We don't care.
If you ever want to fatten up your white girl, that's where you take her to. Yeah, you don't have to buy no butt. Just take her to this soul food restaurant. She'll wake up looking like me next week.
There Junk we go.
I'm into that too.
Loosen that bra because you're going to look like Miss Pat.
Bend those hooks back.
What are the hooks?
The hooks of the bra.
I thought you were talking about my feet.
No. We're not going to bend those back. Miss Pat, thank you for coming to do our show. We love having you on.
Thank you guys for having me.
We'll have you back. You come back another time with us and hang out?
I will. As soon as I get through editing this pilot.
We're so excited about it.
So your show's going to be on Hulu. We're going to be very excited to see that. And I want everyone to check out the Pat Down because you just.
Great podcast.
You're just so funny. I love it.
Thank you. And I also have a book out there that's still selling. It's called Rabbit. That was my drug dealing name.
I love
it. You should definitely get that. It's a great
book. Check that book out. We said this about you when we saw you for the very first time on stage in Chicago. We were judging the Roast Battle. Some people are just funny in their bones.
And that is you.
And you got it.
So thank you.
Thank you.
And no shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 around, make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.